Our next performer is a graduating senior thinking about coming to Boston next year to study at the New England Conservatory. Our roving reporter, 16-year-old Taja Jones, is a real hometown girl, and she decided that she'd help recruit this young cellist by showing him her absolute favorite place in the city. Meet Marvin Brown in Boston's Public Garden.
This is Boston. This is pretty much, this is central Boston. We're in the Commons right now. It's one of my favorite places in Boston to be. It's great. I mean, you haven't caught it at the best time of the year because, you know, it just became spring a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, musicians are usually pretty creative, so I can kind of see, like, the image in my head of how gorgeous it is in the summer.
But when you do come back to NEC, which you will.
Indeed.
When you do come back to NEC, it would be a lot more prettier when things are bloomed up. So this is the city. This is what it's like. Speaking of cities and school and everything, I've heard you've applied to other schools, other in cities.
Yeah, I applied to the Manhattan School of Music and the Juilliard School in New York City.
In New York. You've done some stuff in New York, haven't you?
I have, yes. I played at the Apollo Theater in October of 2005.
That's big.
That is big.
Not many people do that.
You're right, not many.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, the Apollo is kind of known for its notorious crowd. They can boo you, and if they don't like you, they'll boo you, and you'll have some guy come out and humiliate you in front of the whole crowd, and he'll come out and, like, literally kick you off the stage.
Did you play classical music? What did you play?
Well, as you can imagine, I did not want to get booed, I did not play classical music. I played kind of a contemporary piece. It was written in 98 by Mark Summer, who's the cellist for the Turtle Island String Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
There are some kind of hip-hop techniques in the piece that entails plucking the strings as if it was a guitar and tapping it. And it was really cool, like percussion-like stuff. And after I finished playing, I got like a kind of I got a standing ovation from the entire studio audience, so I was really relieved.
Well, it's something different.
Yeah, really excited that they kind of embraced me and accepted me.
Really?
Yeah.
So, did you get any kind of inspirational, quote-unquote, comments?
Actually, a lot of people from the audience kind of came up and congratulated me and told me that it was good to see, you know, someone like an African-American male doing something different and, you know, being good at it. And that was really refreshing for me because I was kind of afraid that I'd be booed. Not because it sounded bad, but more because they don't really know it. They don't really know cello music or classical music. And it was good to see. And I think it's kind of, music is so universal.
Right.
And I think if something's appealing to the ear, then everyone can like it no matter what the genre is.
And kind of going from that, do you think it's difficult for you being an African-American male playing a cello and, you know, kind of being in a... a field where it's mostly dominated by Caucasians people, you know, unlike yourself, African-American.
Well, there are two answers to that. First of all, in the classical music world, if you will, it's actually not at all. I mean, usually people kind of embrace me, and I think they like seeing, you know, an African-American who's, you know, clearly loving music and dedicated, and, you know, I do pretty well with it, I guess. And that's not difficult. It's more actually in my own culture that's kind of difficult. At my school's like 50-50 black white, and a lot of the other black kids in my school don't really accept my playing the cello. Actually, I did my school's talent show last year, and, you know, they liked it enough to, you know, give me a kind of an applause. It wasn't much of an applause, but it was an applause nonetheless. And then when it was announced that I won the talent show, I got booed from like every direction of my school's auditorium.
Oh,
you know, they kind of liked it enough that I was just doing it whatever, and
but not then, enough for you to win.
Yeah And also, you know, I've been kind of in a sense, not by everyone, but by a lot of people, ostracized because of my playing the cello and being what many call it's a white thing to do, I guess.
Ha.
And
yes.
I mean, I can't count the number of times that I've been called a white boy or.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here.
You've been called a white boy?
I've been called a white girl.
Yeah.
And I sound white, which I don't think you can sound a race, but.
Well, I think it's more a matter of ignorance because
it is ignorance.
Trying to insult me, but really you're kind of insulting yourself because I, you know, can play the cello, it's as if you're saying, you know, black people can't do these types of things.
Right.
It's because you're just not capable of it. And so that's why I kind of find it kind of amusing, because you're insulting me, but you're really not.
You're really not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's more frustrating than insulting to hear. Like, why can't I just be myself? Why do I have to try and be acting like somebody else?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do what I do.
Also, I mean, there are a lot of students whose parents could, they had the resources to get pay for them to have private music lessons, and I didn't. And there were no other resources that I could, you know, rely on. I mean, I was only in fifth grade when I started, so it's not like I could go on my own and kind of find some way to pay for playing private music lessons. So I was kind of discouraged by that, and the fact that, you know, some of the people who had been playing for a while were kind of snobby. Yeah, and that's why cello is really important to me, because, I mean, a lot of what I've done, I did on my own. And, of course, now I have, you know, a great, fabulous cello teacher who's kind of refining what I've done on my own, so...
That's cool. That's cool. So I guess the cello's here to stay.
Yeah, well, cello is my passion, and as long as I'm here, the cello's definitely going to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marvin Brown. Welcome, Marvin. Great to hear your story, suffused with perseverance and dedication and fortitude. We applaud you for that. What are you and I going to play together?
We will be playing Salute d'Amour by Sir Edward Elgar.
All right. Marvin Brown, our 18-year-old cellist from Charlottesville, Virginia, playing Edward Elgar. Marvin, congratulations are in order. You are one of our Jack Kent Cook young artists. That's great news. Marvin, we've been talking a lot about musical beginnings today. So how did you start on the cello? You've had some great help. You're a product of outstanding music education in public schools. I mean, you've had great teachers in, I guess, both junior and senior high?
Yes, in a middle school, my orchestra director, he's a violinist, but he was a great guy, great teacher, and he was kind of the first person to acknowledge my potential as a cellist and kind of nurtured me the whole 2 years I was at his school. And then I went on to high school, and my orchestra director there was coincidentally a cello herself, and she's done so much to help me. She spent hundreds of hours outside of school helping me with cello, and I feel kind of indebted to her, actually.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's just beautiful playing. And whether you choose New England Conservatory, and I know Taja is a really great salesperson for this place.
She's going to make me come here.
Obviously, you've got a very, very bright future. We expect to hear great things.
Thank you.
Thanks for being
Thank
with
you
us.
Much.
Marvin Brown, 18 years old from Charlottesville, Virginia, and soon, if Taja Jones has her way, living here in Boston.